Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am making a great comeback. I've got a lot of cool things going on, and what you told me, you have a lot of great things going on right now. And like I said, I think everybody's looking forward to spring, at least in my neck of the woods, okay?
We're in season. We've got peak season. Everybody's down here. We're moving and a shaking.
I know. That's how it is down in the Florida. Yep, I know. I've been down there for 21 years. I get it.
You know that snowbird stuff.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you, I don't miss the traffic.
Oh, you would really hate it now. I mean, we've had such a mass influx of people. It isn't even funny down here. It's insane. The traffic is just, a lot worse than when you were down here. Let me put it that way.
Wow. Come on now. Is that really possible?
It is. Believe it or not, it is.
Wow.
We moved a bunch of people in here. We had some mass exodus from some states, like there's a lot of Californians, Illinois. We've got quite a few from different places coming down here.
Well, California just got really, L.A. got hit with a foot of snow, and now they're having rain and sleet on top of it. I mean, they're in shutdown right now. That is like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That just doesn't happen in SoCal. You know, it just doesn't. So it's pretty amazing. My brother-in-law sent me a snowman that he made.
So. I like it. That is so cute. I love the sense of humor.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Right. If you lose your sense of humor, you've lost the game, honey. That's the way it goes, okay? You know, roll with the punches, go with the flow, ride the train. Enjoy the view, because you know what? Some things you just don't have control over.
Absolutely. And if you can't have fun, why do it? You know, why not go through it having
fun?
Exactly.
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I like the chart a lot. And because of Venus and Jupiter kissing and they're getting closer and closer. I mean, I'm so excited to see this.
And everybody gets to watch it in the sky on the East Coast. This is such a beautiful thing. Every night you go out, and they're moving closer and closer and closer together. Those two beautiful benefactors.
If you didn't have so much cloud cover, I could see it better, but it's okay. The fog was so thick this morning, I couldn't see the house across the street. There's a cloud sitting on the street right in front of my house. No lie. That's how crazy it was this morning. It's okay. You know, I don't know if I should put a sign outside, no cloud sitting or something like that. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, all those Gemini forces. Yeah, one day you're good, next day not so good.
Right? Yeah. And the good thing I like, though, is that Venus is going to connect with Jupiter and Chiron's in the mix right now. This is all about the I am presence. You know, you have to be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And to appreciate who you are, you know what I mean? I love this. And there's no bad angles to it. There is one in conjunct with the South Node, you know, with Venus tonight. That's going to go away in a day or two. So there's just a lot of really good things going on. And what do you think about the Mercury-Saturn conjunction?
Well, you know, it is time to look at the bigger picture. It is time to use the knowledge that you have. It is time to really see what great possibilities there are ahead. That's what I'm going to say about mm-hmm. that.
Yes, yes. And although it's technically squaring the Gemini moon this evening during the show, that's only going to last for a few hours, okay? You know, moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. So it's going on right now, though, and even that is a little bit, I want to say, moving on already. But I think that because Mars has been in Gemini for so darn long, since last August we've been dealing with this energy, So I think that the Mars in Gemini, and you always bring this up, Jacqueline, which I so love about you, is that it gives us choices, you know, a plan A, a plan B, and sometimes we can see the plan A and the plan B like in an extreme format, and that's when our own psychic stuff, our own intuition needs to step in to help us to choose on a different level, okay? And so as the sun moves forward, of course, it's going to be also connecting with Mars before it leaves Gemini. And I think the good thing about that, too, is that if we envision it now, and if we envision either possibility to have potential in our end game, we are going to be satisfied on more than one level by what we choose.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I agree
with
that
whole. I like mutable squares because, you know, I just like mutable squares because they do put you in a situation, and you, as you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, we want to be able to see the details now and do the right thing, but we need to see also the larger picture, you know? Okay. And when we can take that bearing, when we can stand on that inner mountain and see the sky and say, okay, I'm on Earth, here's the heavens. The truth lies somewhere in between. I need to just make the damn next step, right?
It is. And
pretty
just
much what
one
I'm
foot...
seeing is going to go down here. Yeah.
It is, because mm-hmm. it's to our benefit just to put one foot in front of the other. You talked about Chiron being in the mix of Jupiter and Venus conjunction, and I do love that because, you know, Chiron can be a little bit challenging. I'm not saying that, some interesting things might occur for our benefit during that period of time, but I'm also saying it gives an open door for healing and letting go of old wounds from the past and moving forward with them. And I love that about this, that it's going to have the power of both benefactors to say, okay, today is where it starts. Today is where I can let go of it. And I love that, of just turning the head from the past to the future and letting that past go during this period of time. I can't say enough of that. Chiron will help you heal those wounds with Jupiter and Venus conjuncted.
And you know what? The interesting thing is, February, all of March, no planet is retrograde now, really. So, again, like you say, it's like, what's my next step? You know, there's a reason that the windshield's so large and the rear view mirror is so small, okay? And we're going to really experience that, especially with this Mercury-Saturn conjunction. But I've been talking to a lot of my clients about, and I'm sure you're going to mirror me because, we do the same kind of work in different spaces. But I think, too, I'm telling people, you know, all right, you want to lose weight or you want to get back in shape or you think, you know, you should change your diet or whatever it might be that you want to change in your life that you think might be healthier or better for you, make it your own. Because, you know, you can read this book, you can go to this nutritionist, you can go to this doctor, you can do all these things. But if you don't engage your will, planets are ruled by Mars. If you don't engage your will, you cannot get anywhere. So make it your own. Make it so you can't wait to get there. You can't wait to make the meal. You can't wait to get to the gym. You can't wait to go out on your bicycle. Whatever it is you're trying to do this spring, to bring yourself into the spring. Of course, I'm on the Eastern Seaboard, so it's more dramatic here because I'm also seeing it in nature, okay, which I never saw in Florida, but here I see it in nature too. I got daffodils blooming right now. I got trees blooming outside, and we're in February. That's crazy.
Yeah. They just announced that the cherry blossoms in D.C. are starting to bud. Here again, this is early. You know, it really is early. And it's interesting about how it's like telling all of us, okay, we're moving forward, you move forward. You know, these planets not only affect us, they also affect every living thing on this earth. And so, yeah, plants are a good sign.
Mm-hmm. So another message I got, because most people that follow us, they know I've been going through this recovery from COVID-19. Okay, so I had to, like, stop completely. Then I had to try and work myself back. So I've been doing that. Now here, we've had days in the 70s. Then it goes down to 35. So we've been having this going on. So my daffodils, my tulips, and my crocuses are all confused outside. And I'm all confused about my energy, too. It's funny. I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing me. And my grandmother and my mother were masters of the signs of nature, okay? They were amazing, both of them. But anyway, so the daffodils to come up, and all of a sudden it gets cold. They go back to sleep, okay? Then the sun comes out the next day, and it gets warmed up, and they come back to life. And that's exactly how I've been feeling, Jacqueline. It's crazy.
The closer we bond with this earth, the better we are.
Yep. Are you starting a garden this year?
Oh, yeah, of course. I do all my organics, and, you know, that'll come up.
Yep. So you're closer to the earth than me, because I really don't do that kind of work. I don't have any experience. I wouldn't know what the heck to do, actually. But God bless you. God bless you. Well, anyways, we probably should take some callers, but I wanted to share some of what's going on right now. The Pisces sun is square the moon tonight, but just for a few hours. So this is a time that you can feel a little bit of confusion. You can have a little difficulty communicating with other people. Just want to make sure that you're understood. Try and listen before you speak. And if you don't understand what the other person said or you can't follow them, just ask for clarification. It's a mutable square, so it can actually be kind, and sometimes it can create a renewed understanding if you take your time, just over these next few hours tonight. Just wanted to mention that.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Ready for the first one?
Okay.
Echo 780, you are on the air.
I forget, you're sounding pretty good. Hey, Jacqueline.
I knew it was you, but I couldn't wait to hear your voice first. All righty then. How you doing, sweetheart?
Doing good. My last day wasn't the 24th, my job, and I'm just looking for another one, like I said last time I talked to you about it, which was about 2 weeks ago, I think. So, yeah. It's just that time. It was interesting. You know what I did, actually? I got to tell you, off record, it's like there was a gentleman I was working with for about 10 years, and sometimes we didn't get along and, you know, other things. And so at the very last day I was there, actually, I forgave him face-to-face. So I forgive you from when we started to now, and I'm gratitude for all the lessons you taught me, and I love you. So that was good. It was awesome. Gave people I knew their cards, and, yeah, it was good. A good professional exit, if you want to call it that. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I love that. You're a treasure, Jay. You really are. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I can see that. There's a lot of emotions going on in you right now, though, isn't there?
For sure, because, you know, it's like, I got to look for something real quick, but also something that I like, too. So it's interesting you're talking about the planets, because I was listening to another astrological person, and March is a lot of energies going on in March. I was really surprised. Is that correct? Like, with all the different planets, Saturn, Uranus, and things like that? Am I not making this up, or is that true?
Well, see, Saturn's going to be changing signs, yeah, and going into Pisces, and but the Aries planets in your chart are supporting you, okay? And you needed to identify, I think, with a new profession. And you need to also to identify with what's going to bring you the inner security that you seek, but you don't have to be anybody but yourself. In other words, not to step out of character. And I think that is your challenge right now. Neptune's sitting right on your Mars. It hasn't sat there in 165 years, honey. Really?
Okay. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Jacqueline, tell them the rest of the story.
Thanks.
Well, you know, and you might find this interesting, you know, because here again, what's a fun thing, fun fact about this is that Uranus is sextiling your natal Mercury. And what this is meaning is that there's a lot of hope. It's still in conjunction with your Venus. So sudden changes are afoot, and especially because Jupiter is getting ready to go right on top and over your Mercury. If you don't hear something with that of your greater benefit, I don't know what to say, okay? You
right.
are being
I agree.
Blessed. You're being blessed.
Yep, absolutely.
Right now. No question about it. It's all about you staying true to yourself, true to your soul, being that true Aries lamb that you are, that innocence, that fun. What am I going to do next? What's my next adventure? How am I, you know, what is going to bring me my greatest joy, and what do I need to follow? It is about listening to that internal mechanism and staying in that peace that's all of a sudden going to sprout something really wonderful for you. I have to say, this transit doesn't happen often, but this one's going to serve you well, is what I'm going to say.
True.
It happens
and
every 12 years.
Every 12 years, eh? Wow.
And you're going through your Saturn return, which only happens once every 28 to 29 years. And when people go through their Saturn return, Jay, they usually do something remarkable. They get married, have a baby, buy a piece of property, start a new career. You're so on target cosmically, because when Saturn returns to the Saturn you were born with, it's opposing your moon in Virgo in that ninth house. So what you're doing next is going to have an amazing spiritual counterpart. And again, Saturn has a two-year and one-season cycle. So once Saturn gets into Pisces, which is going to do in the next week and a half, I have to tell you, the next occupation or job that you choose is probably going to sustain you in an amazing way, very different from what you've known. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like it's trusting the universe. You know, I'm making decisions right now what I should look for myself with the abilities that I have and experiences to
right, company, and you need the creativity with it this time. In other words, it's going to be software, yes, very technical, very scientific, but the creativity and the purpose behind it is all going to be there. So whatever you're working on, you're going to feel like it's serving a higher purpose. And you're going to be able to be much more creative with it, even though you already have the technical background. And this is what the universe is working out for you right now. Okay? Do you
yes.
agree, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
I so agree. I'm right on.
Yep.
It's like a neon sign. So, again,
yeah.
it's like...
yes.
like this. It's like the first card of the tarot. It's zero. It's the Fool, okay? And a lot of people go, oh, the Fool. And I admire that card. I love that card because it is the first one. It is that all potentials are there. A circle is a zero. So it's a never-ending spiral is what it is. And I say to you, be that innocence. Put that backpack on. Get your companion next to you, and let's go see what's out there. I say be adventurous, be creative, because anything is possible right now with you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely, because it's always a risk associated with the Pool card, but if you take the risk, if you bump it up a notch, okay, if you seek higher than where you've been, what you are seeking is seeking you, Jay. Remember that. Okay? Yeah, I'm just feeling very good about this. I really am for you. I think this is going to – I know it was kind of a weird emotional passage for you, but that will fade quickly as you start to look into new opportunities. You're going to be okay. You've got enough Aries energy behind you in the heavens, never mind what you were born with, to bring you to a place of wonderful fulfillment here and feeling that you are blessed and you are experiencing greater abundance. I love this for you. You're going through your Jupiter return before May 26th, so just know that.
Yeah.
Even if you're, yeah.
All right.
And so this is going to be great. So know that when you go into a new opportunity, there might be a learning curve, but that's a problem for you. You can learn things wicked fast, can't you?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So you're good to go. Yep. And I'm glad you call us because, you know, every time we look at your chart, we give you that extra little boost, don't we?
Yes, you do. The little the confidence, you know, the raw, you know, this the cheerleader, you know, the astrological cheerleaders.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
It's so funny.
I think you're going to just be fine with this. And because, again, sometimes you have to close the door, which you just did, before you open the door to your new beginning. And I think right now you're in that space. And you call us usually for confirmation. Some of this you kind of already know with your own spiritual stuff. But it's nice to have somebody with astrology take a look at it and confirm you. Now, Mars is still going to be in Gemini until March 23rd. And so because of that, you could get more than one opportunity. Okay? And it's moving to your seventh house. Now, I don't know if you work under contract individually with a company or if you sign up for getting, you know, a regular paycheck. But Mars and Gemini could indicate that you can get an offer on either one. So make sure you keep that open as an option, okay?
And can we repeat that again? When is it? So keep what is on options and a date, you said? Sorry.
Mars and Gemini until the 23rd of March, okay?
Okay.
And there's no plans to retrograde this month. So because of
good.
That, you're more apt to find out instantly whether or not, first of all, you have to remember when someone is hiring you, you are hiring them. You're going to be spending at least 40 hours a week, okay, in their company. And being an Aries, remember, this is your choice. Don't come from a place of lack with Jupiter in your sign right now. Come from a place of abundance right now, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Am I making sense still, Jacqueline? I don't know. I should have taken a nap. I'm really awake right now.
There are us.
So,
okay.
Go, go, go is all I have to say about this.
Yes.
And keep
Do
that. Keep us posted on what your adventures are. We always love hearing from you, Jay.
You're welcome. You know, before you said adventure, I posted two slides, a PowerPoint slides for a presentation or a goodbye statement to the people who were there in a Friday meeting. And one of them was like the three gratitudes I do during a weekday. And one of them is like, I'm grateful for the universe for pushing me into a new adventure.
I love this. Oh, this is great. Awesome.
And then another one was I'm grateful for the good, bad, happy and sad at the company, and I'm grateful for my sleep in the afternoon. So people laughed about that too. So, yeah.
I love it.
I will be missed. So, you know. But in adventures,
yes, you
thank
will.
You much, Adrienne. I'm grateful for that. And, yes, I wrote most of the stuff down, and I'm going to give me some clues on where to go for my technical stuff, and yeah, it tells me which direction I should go for the industry.
Let me remind you something, Jay.
Yes.
If you want to listen to the recording from the show today, you can get it on Blog Talk, and you can also get
yes.
it on the very first page of my website. As soon as we're done doing this, what it does is automatically sends the first page of my website, so you can go back and listen to what we talked about on the show. if you feel like, did I miss something? Did I not write something down? You can hear it again, and that's what I love about Blog Talk. You have the ability to do that, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, call us anyways and check in, because that way we can reaffirm you.
You're welcome. I'm going to apply for a job probably today or tomorrow, so it looks interesting. So, but I'm going to take a chance now and just apply for stuff, even though I may not be qualified or qualified. I'm not sure what they're looking for, but I'm just going to go for it now and see what happens. Trust.
Do.
I'm grateful.
Do.
Yes.
Okay.
Do that, sweetie pie. All right. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you all. Thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks, Everdad. Blessings.
You're welcome, always. All right. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
So much going on in that chart right now. It's crazy, isn't it, Jacqueline? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, just so much. Over the next couple months, just so much activity in his chart. Just insane amount of activity. The hits
He's
are just phenomenal.
He's
going to
consider things he never would have, isn't he? I think I love that for him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's an interesting journey for him.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 646,
hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Priscilla. Thank you so much for taking my call. Update.
Well, hello, Priscilla. Great to hear from you again, honey.
Thank you so much. I need you gals to tell me what's going on. So the people we were negotiating with on our condo, remember we had given them like a deadline of Monday. They bypassed that. They got back to us this past Wednesday last week and finally said no more further negotiations. We realize we can't afford it. So after a couple of weeks of negotiating with them, that fell flat. So, and I've told my husband, I said, no, my gal friends, my astrologer friends say it's going to happen and it's so any day now, and he's saying, when is it going to happen? So I'm also getting very frustrated. I pray every day, you know, like, just let it happen. And I know divine timing, but I'm also getting frustrated, losing my patience. So
hey, you're
tell
in
me
New York,
you
right,
think.
Now? Aren't you in
yes.
New York now?
Yes.
Okay.
I am in
That's
New York.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's written all over this. This is such a patience thing for you. I can't even say enough, okay? Because here again, I still agree. This could happen at any given point in time. This is being divinely inspired, okay? But Saturn and Mercury are both doing this dance right in your fourth natal fourth house. So
are they?
It really,
Saturn and Mercury.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is about. That's the reason why I say I can hear your frustration in your head, okay? I can hear it all over, down here, okay? So I'm not discounting the frustration level that your head's giving you. Again, it's Mercury conjunct Saturn, okay? And it's focused on your home. So here's your client. It is, and I'm glad, and I'm going to say I commend you for keeping up and saying to your husband out loud, have faith, my God. They're telling me it's any day now because again it's trining your it's finishing its trine from your Mars Neptune connection to that Mercury Saturn, so it is about learning patience. It is about waiting this out because it could happen any day. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm not going to look at your birth chart. I look at where you are right now because I like to look at where you are now.
Right.
Okay? Right. And Saturn is forming double trines to your Jupiter and Gemini right on your ascendant New York. Mars is on its way in there. Let me tell you when it's probably going to hit, and it could be that you get two hits at the same time with Mars being in Gemini. It has to get to the 28th degree of Gemini. Let me look at this so I can give you a timeline so you don't get frustrated every single friggin' day because I think that's unhealthy.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Mars is going to be passing over that star the third week of March, okay?
So 3 weeks.
And that's what we want. We want Mars, planet of action, your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance in the New York chart. because that's where you're conducting the business, okay? Now, it's going to happen, though, the moon is going to pass over your north node tomorrow, okay?
Oh.
And the north node is the cup overflowing of the Bible, okay? And it is in square to the Pisces sun right now. And whether you realize it or not, this past deal that fell through is going to turn out to, again, be a blessing in disguise. Okay? All right?
I believe that.
As the sun moves forward in Pisces, you have to understand, you've got your sun, but you also have two ponderous planets that are all in Virgo. Now, when the sun opposes your sun, which you will do in 5 days, it is your lowest biorhythmic cycle. Okay? You're more apt to feel a little drained, a little disappointed, and it also hits your Saturn in Pisces. So the Pisces energy is about all about unconditional love, forgiveness, and faith, as Jacqueline would say. And I love that she does that all the time. So what's happening is, know you're standing on good ground here. So the options that are going to come up are going to make you realize that what just happened that seems like a disappointment was actually a gift. Okay?
Right. Right.
So, again, I think it's just a couple weeks away. I think you're in great shape here. Saturn's already passed over your part of fortune in the ninth house in this chart. So, again, I don't see Saturn as being anything you have to trip over right now. The Aries planets, you do not have a lot of fire in your chart. Okay? Does your husband have fire in his chart, by the way?
I don't know. I don't know.
When's his birthday?
October 30th, 1963.
Oh, so he's an early Scorp. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, your Mars is
and
Scorpio, so you married the right guy. That's cool.
Right. I was looking
he's
at that.
He's a Pisces rising, too, I believe. He's a Pisces rising. That's good. That's good because we're stuck together.
He's your dreamboat. Isn't he your dreamboat, this guy?
He
I like this chart. That's wicked cool.
He's a
good
guy, yes. But, like, you know, he's frustrated. I'm frustrated right now because, you know, I've been at it for a while, and I called you occasionally on and off, and you both were so positive. You really gave me lots of hope. And any day, and now it's like, ooh, it's dragging on too much. And so you guys have said, like, it's sitting on right on top of me. What is that? What do you mean?
Let me tell you why we both said that. Uranus is in Taurus, which rules all real estate, leasing, buying, land development, whatever. It was retrograde for a long time when we first started talking to you about this. It's direct now. It's in trying to your sun in Virgo, Uranus in Virgo, Pluto in Virgo. So, again, opportunities can come in out of the blue because Uranus rules things like lightning bolts, hurricanes, falling in love, okay, all things you have no control over. So, again, there can be a big surprise here. And because the other planets, the way that they're moving now, I think the surprise that's coming. But Uranus only moves 1 degree a month, see? So we are still in phase with this. Keep the faith. I really think that next time you call us or the time after, it's going to be in the palm of your hand. You are so close, baby. So close.
I don't know if you saw this because I pulled up just a quick look at him. I'm always curious. You didn't give me his time or anything else. It had to have been like 2:30 in the afternoon or something like that.
You're right. I think that's it. I think it's 2:30.
You told me at a Pisces rising, so it's somewhere around in there. I got a proximity of it.
Yeah, I think it is.
And put him in New York City, of course, because you're there. But what I find is what I found, just to do that little quick glance, is quite fascinating because he has an 11-degree Jupiter, and he has in Aries with a moon in Aries at 12 degrees conjunct. This stuff is dancing all over him as well.
Dancing all over him.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, that Mars in Sagittarius, that runner personality that he has. So he wants to take charge. He wants to go. He wants to, you know, that.
That's it. He's a control freak, and actually so am I.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a major control freak. But the good thing is know where he stands every minute of the day because his Mercury is conjunct his Sun in Scorpio. He also has a Venus in Scorpio, which means you're never getting rid of him. I don't care what you do. There ain't nothing.
I love
that's
it.
A good thing. That's a good thing. Oh, so that's good. At least both of our charts show that.
It blesses both charts. It also gives what I call a yod to his Pluto and Uranus connection, okay? Mm-hmm. Both Jupiter-Moon connection and his Saturn connection. His Saturn is in Aquarius. He just had his Saturn return, okay? It's past mm-hmm. that to where it's not sitting on him anymore. But again, I go back to both of you too. It's spanking you both with this same patience. Okay.
Oh, I know. Like, I've been good about it, but I'm like really losing it now. Like, I need to call these gals and I hope they give me something concrete.
I'm so glad you spoke with us tonight because, again, as things unfold, you know what I mean? The divine, every planet mm-hmm. moves at a different rate. And so because of that, sometimes the big things, so what happens, the mm-hmm. partner's planets move slowly, and then the planets that move more quickly, they angle off with them. But sometimes the major planet has to move a little bit in order to bring it to fruition, and most of the partner's planets move roughly about a degree a month. So that's why a lot of times we're seeing like a month window, we're seeing 90-day window, depending on that partner's planets like the foundation of the experience. And the planets that move through there quickly are the trigger points. That's how it works with astrology. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I
so
see.
We're glad you check in with us because, again, we are so trying to have you keep the faith and just move forward and get this done, okay?
Yes, I just want to get it done. I want to call you with good news. So, all right. So maybe any day, basically, you're saying, but there's a likelihood that it could happen in 3 weeks and when Mars goes over Jupiter. Is that correct? Did I hear
that correctly? And don't be too surprised. Don't be surprised if earlier on there's some nibbles on this. But I think you're going to be sure where you're going in that three-week cycle. So don't be surprised if things show up a little bit earlier, even tomorrow, the moon being in Gemini. But pace yourself. Uh-huh. You want to get the best deal, too. Okay.
Right.
Don't jump.
And Uranus is training my moon, correct? And Uranus is, I think, training my moon, I believe, also. But that doesn't build until May, from what I recall.
Yeah, Uranus is not close to really trying your moon, okay?
Oh.
But it is trining your sun and Uranus and Pluto in the fourth house of home.
Okay. Good.
In the New York chart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need to go to the next caller, sweetheart.
I understand.
Love you big.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline and Aphrodite. You guys are just really helping me so much through this. It's a major life decision, so I really, really appreciate your input. Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
And blessings to you, dear one. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
God bless.
Have a good evening. Bye.
All right. You too. God bless. All right. Bye. So sweet. Oh, I mean, all that Virgo stuff, you know what I mean? I can understand the overprocessing, though. It's so typical.
Oh, yeah. And then all the Scorpion stuff, too. You know, both of those have that, you know. So I so appreciate the frustration. But I have to say, the discipline is the faith in that. Keep the faith.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening, Jacqueline. Good evening, Aphrodite. My name is Gary. I called in about a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, regarding a specific situation. My situation is relational. Now, do you save this information? If I give you my name, you have my area code, do you pull up the information, or do you need all the birthdays and everything all over again?
Just give me the basic birthday, because right now I've got 7 Garys on my system. You're Gary, right?
Yes. I'm actually down here in South Florida with Jacqueline. She helps me from time to time, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, cool. That's great.
I know she has my information, but my person is Virgo. Birthday is September 18, 1968. I believe the time is somewhere around 8 p.m.
Garrett.
Yes.
We need yours first. May 14th, 1961.
May 14, 1961, approximately 1:30 a.m.
And where were you born?
Stuart, Florida.
All righty then. And the other person, 8/18/68, 8 p.m. where?
9/18/68, born in Fort Pierce, Florida. And I believe it's around 8 p.m.
8:06 p.m.
Thank you. All right.
We're a perfect match. I already know that. I'm just trying to find out where your perspective, specifically Aphrodite, on where what the energy is between us, what she's thinking, where she's going, how she's moving, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Said 8:06 p.m. on her. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Oops. New fingers. Sorry about that. Stop it. My computer's giving me a little bit of a hard time, but that's not unusual. All right, let me go back here. Okay. I got it. I hear a puppy in the background, eh?
Oh, neighbor dog.
Neighbor's dog.
Ah. All right. All right, let's take a look at this, see what's going on. You're both like nearly native, so this is an easy thing. I don't have to relocate anybody. All right, so let's take a look at this. I have you in here, if you ever call again, I have you in here as Gary 7. I'm going to bi-wheel you with this lady and see what shows up. Okay. Boy. You know, when I look at a compatibility chart, I like to see which planets of hers are conjunct your planets, because that's the crazy glue of a relationship. And you have a couple. You have a few. I'm not amazed by it, but I am liking a couple of the angles. Her rising star in Aries sits right on your Venus, which is why you think she's the only one, okay? I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. Now, her moon is in Taurus, but it's at the anaretic degree. It's close to your sun, but now Jacqueline would consider it a conjunction. I don't. I don't think it's close enough, but that's just the way I look at it. Now, her moon and Saturn were conjunct. One was in Taurus, one was in Gemini. And they do form trines and blessing lines to your Saturn.
Wait. Let's go back. September 18th, 1968.
Oops, sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Forgive me. All right.
The ascendant's correct, but you're okay. I don't think you have the right age.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Give me a minute. Darn it. Okay. Here we are. Sorry.
Makes a difference now, doesn't it?
A big difference, yeah. Sorry.
I'm looking at them and I'm going, no, they're not even close.
It's okay. It's all right. All right. Here we are. We're back. Okay. Sorry, Gary.
Quite all right.
So the ascendant is sitting on Venus in Aries in this chart. And
yep.
There is trines to your midheaven star, which was at your crown chakra when you were born. And so that's why, again, you're feeling it on a very spiritual level. The I am presence is involved in this relationship. I can see that. Now, her part of fortune does sit on your sun, okay? So this relationship started out pretty strong, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And because it's kind of like finding each other. So there may be a past life thing with this. Okay? But you both have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo. Now, yours are more subtle. Hers are very active. Okay? But she's still her sun, her Pluto, her Uranus are all technically in trine to your sun. So this relationship has been a roller coaster, right?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. You know, now you have two choices here. You can stop the roller coaster or learn to enjoy the ride. And that's the only two things I can see in this chart, but this one. Okay? Now you have your Mars in Leo. You need a lot of affection and appreciation, don't you?
Affection, yes. Yeah, I guess I would say appreciation as well.
Yeah,
I know
exactly
my love language,
right.
And that's
so you,
has
and now
to do with
her
affection.
Moon is in Leo. She's similar, but just in a little bit of a different way. Okay? So it comes down to sometimes the please and thank you, the hug at the end of the day, see you later, whatever it might be. But you both, they're not conjunct. They're too far apart to be a conjunction. However, there has to be affection and appreciation in this relationship for it to be sustainable. Okay? And that might be something that's somewhat missing. Okay? Now, I don't know what she does for her work, but her Pluto is pretty much conjunct her Sun and Uranus. And her Jupiter is very close, too. Not on top of it, but it's all there. Now, is her job really, really important to her?
Extremely. She's a business owner, as a matter of fact. She's part owner in a business.
That's right. That's right. So
it's
she's married to her business.
High dollar, big business.
Yep. She's married to her business. And her Venus is an area. She wants her independence, even if she's in a relationship. Where your chart
correct.
Tends to be a little bit more codependent, and you're more possession-oriented than she is. Okay? So,
she's
again,
pretty possessive, but I'm probably more so.
Yeah. So it comes down, you know, it seems like with each one of you, love is kind of like a divine discontent. Okay? Really. I know a better way to put that. Now, both her Venus and her Mercury are in Libra, okay, which I like, actually. It balances out her chart a bit. Now, do the two of you get away together? Do you have time where you can give each other 100% of your attention rather than letting work and purpose and daily activities take over your life? Have you been able to create that?
Early on, but I probably should briefly further explain that she is in a failed marriage and is working to get out of it. But she is joint owner in the business with her husband, and it's taking a minute to make things fair and right and good so that she doesn't get railroaded.
Oh, let me take a look at that. That's easy enough for me. Hold on a minute.
Does that throw a wrench in everything?
No, it doesn't really. I wanted to see where her part of divorce is. Hold on a minute. I'll take a look at this for you. So if you know the timelines, I think you can adjust to this, okay? So let me take a look, peek at that. All right, her part of divorce lies at 5 degrees of Aries. Has she already filed?
No.
It was filed by the husband and retracted by him May of last year. And I've been
okay,
hanging on to
because Jupiter was in Aries then before it retrograded into Pisces. I get it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So the sun doesn't move across that star until the end of March. Now, because Mars is in Gemini right now, many people have two interests in their chart, two men, two women, whatever. And because, again, it's not necessarily sexual. Because Mars is still in Gemini, so she's still got two relationships going on, right?
Correct.
So she's right on time, but Mars goes into Cancer on the 23rd of March, okay? And what's going to happen is that the Sun is going to pass over the part of divorce. Venus already has done it in her chart this week, this past week, by the way. So she's been talking about it a lot? Has she been talking about
me?
It a lot?
We haven't talked much in the last couple of months, so it's been very scant as far as communication. She may be talking about it with him.
Yes, exactly. All right? Again, because she does not want to lose what she's created and invested in, because her business is important to her. Okay?
Very, extremely.
And if she has the freedom to continue her business, then she's going to be comfortable getting into a new relationship more than if she comes out of here feeling as if she's just been partially destroyed.
Yeah,
so this
destitute.
This is part
yeah.
about her identity, too. It's not necessarily about the relationship with her husband. Okay?
I get it, yes.
Jacqueline, do you agree with me? Am I crazy? But that's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think your timeline is pretty close, too.
Yeah. So I think that that's what we're looking at right now. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, okay, as be as patient as you can. Now, can you reach out to her without causing conflict in her current relationship while they're going through this process?
Absolutely, 1,000%. But I've made it clear to her that I would rather that she finishes her process before we do any more heavy communication or seeing each other or anything like that. I would rather stay out of it.
Well, that's where you made your biggest mistake. That's where you made your biggest mistake. She was looking to you for some kind of emotional support as she's going through this process, and you dropped the ball. I don't
and
think
she's
that was
had
right.
it. She's had it for 15 months. She's had it for 15 months, and 15 months is enough. I don't know that I can be integrally involved beyond now. She needs to finish that process on her own.
Okay. But her moon is
in
Leo.
In my humble opinion.
She could use some kind of emotional support, okay, is all I'm going to tell you. So, again, you know, you're telling me that you think this is the forever kind of love. That means thick or thin, okay? Okay? You need to at least show up. I don't care if you send her a funny thing on her text. But I think you need to keep in touch in some way where you're not involved in the drama, but you let her know that you're thinking about her and you still desire her. I think that's a wise thing to do, but I leave it up to you because I don't tell people what to do normally. I'm just making a suggestion because I think it's going to be a game changer if you do that. Okay?
Yes, and I appreciate that, and it makes sense. And I appreciate your perspective.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I thank you very much for calling and trusting me enough to give you this input because I know Jacqueline's amazing too. But like I said, she's got so many planets in Virgo and all these planets are going to be moving through Pisces. She's going to have a lot of oppositions. This is her lowest biorhythmic cycle she's about to go through for the next 30 days. And this is probably the time that it's going to come to fruition. And just to know that you're behind her, even if you're not involved, I think would be very valuable for both you and her. Okay, so I'm going to suggest that for now. Okay.
I think she knows that because she has messaged me a couple times and I have replied. It hasn't always been super positive, my reply, but she knows I'm here. I believe she knows I'm waiting and I'm being patient. It has been an extreme roller coaster and it's taken a toll on me emotionally and mentally.
Well,
so.
And I'm going to say the last contact, just because we had this conversation and I'll reiterate it again, I agree with Aphrodite on that part. The last contact of you being a little harsh wasn't the greatest idea.
Right.
Okay.
I understand.
Just saying.
I regret it, but it happened, and it's in writing via messaging, so I can't take it back other than just apologizing.
Well,
all right. Well, okay. There's nothing wrong with apologizing, by the way. It shows humility for a long-term relationship.
No, I'm telling you, this woman has had such an effect on me. There's things she draws out of me and things, ways that I perform and act that didn't even know existed in me. So believe me, I have no problem apologizing, but I will wait until she reaches out to me again. I don't know that I will reach out to her. Maybe that's a mistake. I don't know.
Well, there's so many planets in Aries right now. I think it doesn't matter who initiates, but I'd like to see you do it soon. I'd like to see it right now we have Venus and Jupiter kissing Aries, okay? And it's going to get even tighter over the next 5 days. So if she doesn't reach out to you over the next three, I am going to suggest strongly that you reach out to him and say, you know, I just want you to know I have your back and I'm waiting. I've been frustrated as you have been, but I love you. That's it. You can don't have to make a big story here. You don't have to write 20 pages. You don't have to do any of that.
Yep.
I just think that right now, because she's about to go through her lowest biorhythmic cycle, I think it would be good for you to support her at this time if she is the prize, which is what you're telling me. Okay? Don't let this slip through your fingers because you'll never forgive yourself. Don't sit there and think, oh, really? I have to humble myself? Well, you know what? Humility can be good. Okay? I'm just saying, okay?
Oh, no, I don't. I can't say that I disagree with you. It's going to take a lot on my part to reach out to her because of what I've been through, but I'm not against it, and I so appreciate your perspective.
I'll give you a little bit of a different thing. Just to reach out is say something as simple as, I'm still here.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
And I think something like, I'm still here, and I still care would be even better.
Right.
And so here again, it wouldn't be the worst thing after what you did.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I really agree with you. There's some great planetary hits in this relationship. And because, again, she has worked so hard in this business, too. This is something she has personally made a lot of sacrifices for. And there's a lot of men that won't leave their wives because they're going to lose all their money. You know?
20-plus years of her blood and sweat in this business. And it's a big business, and it's very lucrative. So, yeah, she – and I've been all for it. I haven't interfered with that at all. She should be a part of it, stay a part of it, et cetera.
And sometimes it's better for the attorneys to talk to each other rather than she discussing it with her husband. Beyond a certain point, it's better if those middle persons are in place. And if you have that chance to have that conversation with her, you might suggest that. Okay? Because I think it's going to take a lot of stress off her. She's going to feel more free to share her feelings with you because she has somebody legally that has her back going through this transition of a treasure that she's been so much a part of. I wouldn't, you know, want her to give that up, certainly, okay? And again, there's laws about all this stuff. It's going to be worked out one way or the other by the laws anyway. And I'm sorry about the waiting game because I know some people are just not good waiters, and you are not a good waiter. So I give you a lot of credit for being there for 15, 16 months, okay? I give you a lot of credit for
that. You hit that nail on the head.
So I have to let you go. But
thank you.
If you need more information, either from me or Jacqueline, or just call in again, when you're going through your process, feel free to call the show, and we'll help you, you know, navigate through this. I know it's difficult, and, you know, like I said, we do this show because we want to help everyone, and we do it for free, and we do it because some people just get stuck and have that one big question, and I think that we answered yours tonight. Okay?
I'll give it 3 or 4 weeks. I'll check in with you again. Thank you, ladies.
All right. God bless. Have a sweet night.
Good night.
Bye. Well, we better tell people where they can find us. We're off the air in a minute.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here every Sunday night for you, and we're here to help you. If you have one question, call us. Sometimes we take a little more time with people only because we want to be very present, because we both have love and integrity, and we care for each of you whenever we have a chance to speak with you on the air or in person. Have a great week. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.